Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.5% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows weaker markets in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are mostly higher in early trade, with the Eurozone benchmark outperforming after closing lower last week. Bonds are softer, with US 10-year yields up 4 basis points at 4.56%. The dollar is firmer versus the yen, but softer against the euro, sterling, and Aussie. Oil is down, gold is lower, industrial metals are mixed. Markets are dealing with the fallout from the Iranian missile and drone assault against Israel. Nearly all projectiles were intercepted by Israel and its allies, with no reports of casualties. Iran later said that the matter is concluded, helping to allay concerns of triggering a full-blown conflict. The situation remains fluid, however, with Israel vowing to respond, although it is facing pressure not to significantly escalate the situation. President Biden also reportedly said the US would not participate in any attack on Iran. In other news, Treasury Secretary Yellen said that nothing is off the table when dealing with China's overcapacity, including the use of additional tariffs. China's State Council pledged stronger stock market regulation and risk prevention measures. In central bank news, Bank of France Chief Villeroy said the European Central Bank will decide on the first rate cut at its meeting in June, while in Asia, the Bank of China left its medium-term lending facility rate unchanged while partially rolling over 170 billion yuan in maturing funds, resulting in a second straight net liquidity drain. Meanwhile, credit data on Friday showed a smaller-than-expected rebound in March new loans, reinforcing expectations of additional reserve requirement ratio cuts. On the data front, it's a quiet start to the week for European macro updates, with Eurozone industrial production the main release of note. Focus will be on UK inflation and labour market updates, and Bank of England speak from Tuesday. In Asia, Japan machinery orders were well above expectations, reinforcing the positive first quarter trajectory. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Empire Manufacturing, retail sales, business inventories, and NAHB Housing Market Index. While among the companies due to post their results before the open today, Goldman Sachs, M&T Bank, and Charles Schwab. In corporate news, Reuters reported that Salesforce is in advanced talks to acquire Informatica, with the companies discussing a price lower than Informatica's current share price. Electrek reported that Tesla employees are preparing for a round of layoffs, with rumors making the rounds of layoffs of up to 20% of the workforce. And Prysmian has agreed to acquire Encore Wire for $290 per share in cash, or an enterprise value of 3.9 billion euros. Asian equities were mostly weaker on Monday, with escalating geopolitical tensions dominating headlines. In regional news, German Chancellor Scholz will tell leaders in Beijing to end discriminatory business practices soon to avoid European Union tariffs meant to rebalance trade relationships. Japan Finance Minister Suzuki said that he is watching foreign exchange moves closely. And India wholesale inflation in March came in slightly higher than expected amid an increase in prices of food and crude oil. European equity markets are mostly higher in early trade. In European news, after data on Friday showed the UK economy is recovering from last year's recession, Chancellor Hunt said that he is ready to cut taxes and bet on growth. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.